have just a couple announcements before we start. And refresh it, please.
Bases, you absolutely did a fantastic job. The Sopranos can match them next week. I need at least four, maybe five.
We did great tonight.
I'm sorry.
No, it's snacks.
No, snacks.
Oh, snacks we're talking.
And so particularly, one, two, three, four, five. Yes, chairs and snacks. But if you're one of those people that never makes it in time to help with the chairs, you bring the snacks. And everyone, tonight we did a great job of closing down without Jim. He's back tonight. But let's do the same good job so that it doesn't all fall on him.
Hear, hear. Thank you. Sometimes I cry. Please sit up straight from the beginning. Here's your first note. Shaping of this. Starting please at the beginning, a cappella, just singing on na. Na, 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 na. Focusing on dynamics, please, and rhythmic breaks that we put in. Just on na, a cappella. Here's your C. Three and four.
Na, na.
But you have to take a big enough breath at the beginning of the piece so we don't lose energy in measure three and four. We're supposed to crescendo from measure two into measure three, no break, right? Emphasize the C of cry. I cry, I cry. Bring that out so it sounds like weeping, but make sure the energy goes all the way to the end of bar four. Now, altos, in bar four, you should have some rhythmic markings before the tears, right? I believe we made that quarter note of what?
Eight millimeter, right?
Can I hear just the sopranos and altos at the beginning, please? Tenor bass, get ready for your time. Just on na, still. Ready? At.
Na, 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 na.
Inserted an eighth rest at the end of that bar, right?
Yes.
Please be sure to crescendo all the way to the eighth rest and then take a breath. I don't want to hear, oh, oh, tease, ah, just go right into it that way. Alto, excellent job at bar four, but same thing as sopranos. Crescendo all the way to that eighth note we created. And then the tears, that should be pretty present. Now I know it says mezzo piano there, change it to mezzo forte because you need just a second. Okay? Those voices again, tenor and bass, I'll be with you next. On nine. Ready? Let the altos have that moment on the tiers in bar four. Here we go. On text. Ready? And.
Sometimes when I'm
again. Make sure we hear that M. Go on. It's mezzo forte, really it should be mezzo forte plus for everyone, true forte for sopranos. But we should hear still some energy, some crescendo building into measure 12. This is a common theme with this song. We get crescendos, but we can't just stop afterwards. It's taking us somewhere. It's not get loud, then go back to piano, but get loud and stay at that dynamic if we can, okay? Right at the 5-4 bar, please. Just tenors and basses there.
Cry my heart.
Heart is the place we're going to. Here's tenors and basses that cry. Ready, and one.
Cry.
Should be an eighth breath. rest into that bar as well. And don't forget to observe that day, Christian. Then we can start getting soft once we get to bar 14. Can I hear tenors alone? Just checking for tuning from the same spot. Bar 4. When you get there. Right on cry, right on bar 11, just sopranos and altos. Here's your notes again, soprano, alto. Ready, and. Altos, read your music, you gotta rest, right? Again, and. At the downbeat of beat 4, except you. You cut off on beat 4 so that if I had an ear can be really full and we can hear that entrance there. Okay? Sopranos, you're okay? Oh, yes.
Do we still have an eighth note, eighth rest thing at the end for carry on when the altos are doing that coming in part?
Yes.
You said at measure 14?
Yes,
yeah. There should be an eighth rest at the end of 14 for all sopranos, tenors, and basses there. Okay? Good. Everyone, please cry. I gotta hear this energy build from 11 into 12. We can't let 11 happen and then stop. Here's measure 11. Here's your notes. Lots of K there, soprano. You start it off. Ready, and. Just like the altos had, if I had, tenors have to cut off four. But who do you? Try not to do. But who do you? I don't know who but who is. But who do you? But who do you? So we hear that text there. Okay? Back to cry, everyone. I still don't believe you. And what is the mood of this song? Anguish, pensive, anxiety. It's hard to sing with those emotions. I'll tell you what helps me in just a second, but try it again at right at cry, measure 11. Soprano start, cry. Ready, and.
Oh,
Ready? And. Every time I get to that point, I well up a little bit, and I'm gonna get a little personal for a second, just to tell you what gives me the inspiration to sing this song. Some of you know this, many of you don't. I'm one of nine kids. I'm the second oldest of nine. I have unfortunately lost two of my siblings, one to a car accident in 2022, and my brother Avery to suicide in 2006. And Avery was the kind of person that you could look at and tell something wasn't right, something was going on, but he would never just tell you. And this happens to a lot of people, and I'll go on a record and say it, particularly with black men, there tends to be this, we have to be strong, you know, we have to maintain this confidence, and in return, we don't get the love and the kindness and the care and the help that we desperately need. This goes for everyone. When Avery passed, I was in college and I had to rush home, and I actually left college for a year to help my younger siblings adjust, to go through therapy. And I couldn't write music for a while after that. I couldn't really sing without crying for a while after that. And then eventually, you know, the worst emotions of that experience had passed, but I still carried in my heart. But it's hard for me to sing this song because that's the only thing I think about is I wish I helped Avery, or I wish I had done more to help. I'm sure, maybe, there are people in your life that you know are going through something and you want to help them, you want to be there for them, but they haven't asked, or they're hard to approach, or you just don't have the right words. I would suggest this is a song you can sing in your heart for them. Maybe even like use some words from this song if you really want to help that person. Do more to help someone in general. This is something that we're losing as humanity, particularly with this current administration, but do more to help those, particularly those you don't know. If you remember the beginning of the season, I was bringing in guests here to sing for us and to showcase their products and whatnot. I didn't know them. I just met them on the street and I had an engaging conversation for a half hour or so with them and said, come to my rehearsal and just meet people and explore a happy, healthy community. All of those people still stay in contact with me and just say thank you. It was a one-time thing, but it empowered me to do more with my products. It empowered Cadence to record an album at Skyline Studios. So like, even when you don't think you're helping, you really are. Even just with your voices, but I need you to carry that spirit into singing this song. Right now, it sounds like finale when you play a song. It's just the notes and the rhythm. And it's lovely, but I don't believe you yet. And I'm asking you to tap into something that might be too challenging, might be too hurtful, might be too sad, but in an effort to get the best performance and the actual character of this piece, I need you to try and think about that. Your one assignment was, Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Solfege for next week. Your other assignment is to actually think about the words of this song and think about someone in your life that you could sing this about and dedicate to in your heart. And when you sing it, it'll have an effect on your performance, at least I hope. Remember, this is a cappella, no orchestra, and we start the concert with it. We set the tone for the Carlos Simon, for the pieces after it, and the audience knows they're coming into a space that's going to explore some difficult topics, like Tupac Shakur and how he was slain, like the African-American experience, like depression and anxiety. So I encourage you to be more artistic as you sing this piece and sing the words, not just the notes and the rhythms. Does that make sense? Stand up, please. Start from Who Do You Know? Measure 26. Who do you know that stops that long to help you? Three, four. question. If you look at cry in the soprano alto part, they have just a quarter note, and then they come in on the end. So I might have not given this marking, but tenors and basses, cry, we break, let the sopranos and altos sing and then we come in on go. Okay? Soprano, alto, can I hear you by yourself at 32? The world is fast. Right there. Ready? And.
The world is fast and it would rather pass you by than to stop and see why.
Grow, 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 break.
It is fickle and sad
and
so
sad. Yeah, I'm hearing this note in there, but all the altos should be on the E flat there. Don't just be octave of a soprano there. All sopranos, altos, and some tenors, the world is fast and it would rather pass you by. Make by an eighth note, eighth rest there, please. Top of bar 33. And then to stop and see what makes you cry, altos and sopranos, make cry an eighth note, eighth rest there. And then sopranos, altos, please no break in measure 36. You have a crescendo there that needs to carry you all the way to cry. Okay? Have a seat, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, same thing, measure 32. And basses, you're very much like a drone in this. Like, don't breathe at any note changes or bar lines. Just keep it consistent throughout. Your first break is really after the fermata in measure 37. Here's 'cause I feel like we have that same figure somewhere else and it just makes sense. Okay. So three eighth notes on makes, please. Everyone, the world. Also, separate the and world so we can hear not the world is fast. Just for diction things. Here we go, 32, three, and.
The world is fast.
It's good, and the world was great, but read your or mezzo piano. Three, and.
The world is fast and rather pass you by than to stop.
appreciate that. Please don't break at sometimes I cry. Sometimes I cry. No break there, but we need to hear a diminuendo from everyone at I. Sometimes I cry. Just sing your last sometimes I cry. Here's your G. And.
Sometimes I cry.
No diphthong, not try to get right from ah to cry. Memorize those four notes, please. Good, put your music down. Watch me for the very last sometimes I cry. That's all we're singing. And.
Sometimes I cry.
Yeah, alto ones, you have the tonic there, cry. Just make sure it doesn't get pulled to that B natural like them. You're doing the clashes so well. Just make sure we stay more independent of it. Did you have some time to memorize some of this during sectionals? And we don't perform for 2 months, so I'm just trying to get early practice, but please add this to your practice memorization work on this piece. Have a seat, please, have a seat. Reminder about next week, rehearsal will start at 7:15 with a warm-up. 7:30, we'll do some repertoire. We'll focus on the March section, the tenors and basses have in the Beethoven love. It's right before the main stage. I'll send out the information so you have it. We'll also do a little more Verdi. We'll look at the Sanctus up to Benedictus. We'll also look at the beginning of the Verdi again, everything before the Kyrie. Sometimes I Cry, memorization date is April 25th. It's a long time from now, so I'm giving you lots of fair warning. Sometimes I Cry is memorized by April 25th. When you are working on memorization work at home, please memorize the cuts, the diction, the diacriticals, the dynamics, not just the notes and the rhythms, please. And then we'll come back to Here I Stand next week. Most of April, in fact, all of April will be dedicated to Here I Stand, since we performed that May 17th or so. Okay? Sarah, any updates or reminders? We're good? Okay, you all indicated your interest to audition on the sheet. Please, please do that before you go tonight. Any questions at all? Any comments, concerns? Yes?
April 23rd is Wednesday.
Oh, sorry, 25th. Oh, 23rd. Good question.
Oh. For the audition, do you want us to sing the tune on
Yeah, if you want to sing it on text, I'm fine with that. If you're comfortable and have it, I won't dock any points either way. But nod and ta is fine, so I can really hear your voice in those sections. Okay? Put your chairs away, hand for our accompanist and Sarah. Have a good day.